Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's Monday, and that's when we like to take a look at current business issues that are trending across our state and discuss them with one of our fellow news media friends. This week, we are interviewing John McDermott, business editor of the Post and Courier. He joins us now by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Good to be here, Mike. Thank you.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar this week.
Everyone's probably heard of the Bucky's store up in Florence. It's basically a tourist attraction unto itself. The company has this logo of a beaver, and it's cute, but the company is fiercely protective of it, and it has filed a lawsuit. I believe it's the first one in South Carolina. Federal lawsuit, because there's a store in North Charleston that sells T-shirts, and I'm not sure what other merchandise, but it has a beaver on it that looks strikingly close to the Bucky's beaver. So they filed a copyright infringement lawsuit, and they've done this in other places around the country. It also triggered a little backlash from a state senator from Somerville, who was apparently, and according to some social media posts he put up online, is an owner, a part owner in a Myrtle Beach store, which is not named in the lawsuit. He called Bucky's a bully.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Well, you know, I guess you can't blame a company if their images, trademarks, whatever, are apparently being infringed upon. I guess you can't blame them for that.
They have an absolute right to protect that.
All right. What else are you seeing?
Well, you know, out of nowhere, the supply chain snarls that we learned about during COVID came back at Volvo, although there was suspicion that it may be tariff related. But they had to pause production at their South Carolina plant for at least a few days. They were very short on details, but I think they resumed production on May 31st. They just cited that they had supply chain issues that caused them to shut down production at the plant where they build two SUVs, both electric, the EX90, and they build the Polestar 3 in Ridgeville. It's a separate company, but I think it's partly owned by Volvo. Called Polestar. They're apparently back up and running, but Volvo is really going through tough times right now between tariffs, a lot of global uncertainty in the car business. They announced 3,000 layoffs last month, including about 125 here in South Carolina as they readjust. Although at the same time, the company is still saying that it has to build another car here as a way to get around the tariffs that are in place for imported automobiles, essentially. And another issue for them is that we don't know yet, have any clarity on yet, is whether this rare earths issue, how it's going to affect them. These rare earths, most of them come from China, which has now placed export controls on them. So whether that shortage of these minerals that are used in electric vehicles, how that'll ripple down here, we don't know yet, but we would expect it would at some point.
And we're hearing actually from the industry across the state, automotive and aerospace, about concerns regarding the new steel and aluminum tariffs.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a double-edged sword. If you're a buyer, you're going to have some concerns because there's going to be probably less supply out there. But if you're a manufacturer of one of these metals, and South Carolina happens to have several Nucor steel mills, and we have an aluminum plant here in Goose Creek, they both praise the tariffs because obviously it helps their business by warding off, cheaper imports that some of them say are, being dumped here at below cost or low costs, at very low costs.
Well, John, we've got about a minute left. Tell us what else you are seeing.
Well, if you're in the market for a high-end condominium, the Four Seasons has what you want. It's the famous resort developer out of Toronto that's been featured in The White Lotus. Well, they're building a project backed by billionaire Bill Gates, actually, in downtown Charleston. And they announced some new details the other day about, it's been in the planning stage for about 3 years, so it's not like a news that it's coming, but they did say they will open in 2028 and their condos will start at $5 million.
Okay, that's kind of priced me out of that then.
You better get two of them, Mike.
Right. All right, John, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you, Mike.
John McDermott is business editor of the Post and Courier in Charleston, South Carolina, with papers all across the state. We'll have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.